And why to take for Shabbos?
Is on Venus say Shapatir Damish. To the Amor, we just said that here they mama together a long time and they didn't touch one another. By Shankin by Boyz was only one night. So what Palki Damish did was greater than the Mice of Boyz. On Rabbi Yechon, the Mice of the Potter says, Rabbis bonus also choyol, the Yatalis Akhlena. Rabbis bonus, a lot of people did choyol, Zer Yasis, or Boyz. They did toys, they held back from the Yetzora. But the Yat only Sakhleni, you go above all of them, Zer Palti Belish. That goes in the mind of Palti Belish. His Kvisha Sayet, holding yourself back, was greater than those two. Over a Shulman Achmein Oram Yenison. My, if you was a prophet, say, Sheker Hachain Vehevel, Ayofi, Sheker Hachain means Zer Yasis. That goes on Yasis. Vehevel, Ayofi, Zer Boyz. But Yeros Hashem, it is Halil, Zer Palti Belish. That was a bigger Madrega. Yes. No, we dash in this way, come on. Since you're allowed to draw, we dash in here. No. That doesn't really mean a woman, yeah. Something goes in the Torah or something. The Kofon, this here, bringing Madreges in the Midah of Kvishas Ayesha. Dovrach, another way to dash was like this. Sheker Achein Zedorish Moshe. That was the door of Moshe. The Hevel Hayyafi Zedorish Yeshua. These two doors. Rashi says, Oscar Bater Harbay, the Taket Shul went to a lot of Torah. But Yiras Hashem, he says, Hallel, Zed Dorish Shel Chizkiyo. That was the door of Chizkiyo. Rashi says, the Dorish Chizkiyo, Yosef from him. And then they even learned more Torah than the door of Moshe and Yeshua. Kedesiv, V'chayvel Oil, Neshem V'amin V'chelek, Yechav Oil Shel Chizkiyo. Kids, so there was more Isaac and Torah in the door of Shel Chizkiyo. Dov Rach, another pshat is, Sheker Hachain, Zed Dorish Moshe of Yeshua. Both together. Hevel Ayyafi, Zed Dorish Shel Chizkiyo. Even though they were learning Torah then, so what? I mean, it's a big thing, but the bigger Madrega was, Yiras Hashem, he says, Hallel, Zedarish of Yudah, Rebbe Eloi. That one in the door of Yudah, Rebbe Eloi, that was the bigger Madrega. What was so great then? Omru Olav, Rebbe Yudah, Rebbe Eloi, Shayashisha Talmidim, Mishasim, Talasachas. That six Talmidim had a share, one Talas. That's how poor they were then. But still, the Yeskim, the Torah, still they learned Torah. That was the bigger Madrega. Rashi learned by me and Hoya. They were poor. That's a big madrig, even though it was hard to learn. And still the door was learning Torah. That's called Yiras Hashem Mitzatalo. That's a big madrig. Now the Mishnah says like this. Meis Lameis. What's when we have a melech that his father dies, or someone in the Shpacha dies? So Eina Yotzi Mi Pesach Paltrin Shloi. He does not leave the entrance of his palace. He does not leave his house. As covered a melech, he can't leave his house. No, if he wants to, he can go. We find the Meister by David HaMelech. By the Levaya of Avner, David HaMelech went there. You see, a Melech is allowed to go to the Levaya. Remember, the Pesach says, we have Melech Achar HaMita. He went after the Mita. That's the right from Yudah. If the Melech wants to, he's allowed to. Omaleh, the Chum said back to Yudah, there's no Raya. Lehoya Adovel Lepayas Asom. The reason why here David went after Avner, not because you're allowed to or you're supposed to, is a special heroic show here. He only did it, Lefayas Asom, to calm down the nation, as if to say that even though Avner was killed, the people said that David had him killed, and David wanted to show them, no, it was not him, I had nothing to do with Avner being killed. He yelled Avner was a tzaddik, he didn't want Avner to be killed, it wasn't his advice to kill Avner. He had to show the people, that's why here David went to his Levaya. But in a normal case, Abadah the Melech is not supposed to go to a Levaya. Now, if the Shemavara and I say, let's say a Melech himself was novel, so he has to have Havro, the Suda's Havro, the first Suda, they have to Levaya, they give him to eat. So, Kolom and the Suda Malor. The whole nation is sitting on the ground. But Behu, I've covered a Melech, the Melech himself, Mesav Aladarga. She's sitting on a bed, he has the right to sit on a bed. Even though by regular oval, he doesn't sit on a bed, but a Melech has the right to sit Aladarga, so see what a Darga is. If the meaning of the city is that the Noshim, the ladies, go to Levaya, go after the mace, they're allowed to. If they go in back of the mace, it's also good. Sometimes they go in front of the mace, that's also good. Whichever way they go is okay. If you do I man now, the ladies should always go in front of the mace. She came, let's see, no, but David. We find my David like this. That he went after the mitzvah of Avner, he went after it. The mashma of the men should go on back. She never the pasuk says, "V'yamelech David hilach achra mitzvah." That David the Melech went in back of the mitzvah. Amrullah, they said back to him, here there's no proof again. Again, the reason why Dovra Melech did this was only to calm down the nation. Then it's spiced when the time can happen like that, the David calmed them down. David went between both, between the ladies and between the men. He went from the ladies back to the men. Because he wanted to be a fight, he wanted both of them, both the men and the ladies, to see David HaMelech. That he was there, v'shas l'vayi of Avner. Shinem, the Pasuk says, v'yedu kolom v'chol Yisrael, klehoysa mehamelech l'omis as Avner. That it was not under the advice of David HaMelech to kill Avner. So that's why David went. He can't bring any proof what normally he's supposed to do. Darash Rav, Rav Adashim like this. My defense, what does the Pasuk say? Vayove kolom l'havrat as David. The whole nation came to bring the Sudas Havroah, to bring the first meal to David. See, it says really in the Pasuk, it says l'hachroit, to kill him, to cut him down. The Karinim, we read it, l'havroit, to keep him healthy. What does it mean? V'etchina l'yachroit, in the beginning really, Klai Yisrael came to kill him, because they thought that he was the one that wanted Avner to be killed. Well, the Pasuk at the end, after David showed him that he came to the Levaya, l'havroit, then they understood that David was not the cause of his death, so then they wanted the Kaka to l'havroit, to give him Tidoso. Om Rav Yudam Arav, if Neiman Nenish Avner, why was Avner killed? He was supposed to be Moicha, protest against Shaul, and didn't. That's why he was killed. That's what the Yudam Rav said. If Yitzchak Amar no, Micha, he did protest against Shaul. But Lenena, Shaul didn't listen to him. So we'll soon see, according to him, why did he die? We'll soon see. But says, no, Shnei and Mikre Chadosh, they both dash in the same posse. But you couldn't have Melech Alavner. But you might come out, Novo Yomas Avner. Yedecha, Leasur, Asrag Lechlan, Lelnachtam. Hookshu, that man the Yom, Le Micha, that he did not protest, he didn't have really Avner. Hovikama, this is what David said. Yedecha, Leasur, Asrag Lechlan, Lechashtam. That your hands and feet did not go to be Micha. Like my time, Le Mochis. How come you did not go to be Micha against Shaul? Kinefol of Nebne Avla, Nefalta. Because if you fell, you got your punishment because of that. That's the part it means. Now, man the yama micha manena, according to one that says, no, Avner did not do a chet. He was talking with Moshe, he did protest against Shaul, just Shaul didn't listen. And so what is Dovra Melech saying here? So according to him, the pshat is tamu yimetama. Dovra is wondering, ha-kamoiz novu yomus didech le-esatim lag-lech le-nechashtim, nechdi mochi yamechis. In other words, like, you didn't do anything wrong. So my time is going to fall off v'nei avlo, no falso. How come you were killed? That was just like the Mishnah, like was wondering, how come he was killed? Now the Gemara explains, no. But really, Laman Diyama Micha, but according to my name, it says that Avner was Micha, did protest against Shaul. Said, so my time inish, how come he got a punishment? And Rav Nachum, Rav Yitzchak, Sheshol Malchus Beis David, Shtei Shonim Amachza, that he held back David from being a king 2.5 years. That first, after Shaul died, he appointed Ish Boishes for Malchus Beis David. And he was a king for 2.5 years. That was his chet, that he didn't appoint David right away. David was first held back from being a king for 2.5 years. Then it says, when they make a sudas havroah, my dagish, that the king sits on a dagish. Omerula, what is this? Arasay degadya. The side of the bed, watch the dagish, ask the dagra, noy gemoy la'arach, meet to the shulchan the bayis, loyo mishtamshin ben klau, el lamazla bayis. He used to have a bed, stam a good luck charm. There was a bed for a good luck charm. That's what was there in the house. As far as that, if up until now they don't use it, now they should use it. My kush, what's the bikashia? Up until now we don't give them teeth to drink. But after now there's another called machlinon le to come askinle. When the students have raw, we have to feed him. So you see, we do things different now. Eli kasha kasha. Dagish and the tzarach lechvoise. It says lachah dagish, you don't have to turn over. When you become an oval, you don't have to turn it over. El is like, so I stand it up. The question is why? The Sagadad that asked the God, it's like a bed. Good, it's like a good luck charm. But it's a bed you could use to sleep on. I might have felt like voice. How come you don't have to turn it upside down? For a time you will learn. When you become an oval, then you have to turn over all the beds. So it says, let me touch you the Bible, because not only your own bed you have to turn over. El call me to share slebetech, they say. All your beds in the house you have to turn over. Who kaisa? So for this bed also. The moment I go back to the kasha, my kushia. Do me the avi amita of yucheres the kalim. Let's say you have a bed that you set aside just to store your kalim on. Tiktoni, we learned him oisim yucheres the kalim, and it's not a place. You have a bed, a couch that you only use to store your kalim on it. You don't have to turn it over.
Teirosa, even though it's a bed, but it's a miyuchad not to be used to sit on just for good luck. You don't have to turn it over. Elikashra kashra, shimming a little later. Dagish matu kabitin, untie its trap, for nice and able to fall down by itself. Now, this is like a the god, it's a good luck thing. Kabitin mistay, what kind of, it doesn't have any straps on it. Elok yosu rabbanam amali hum rabbanin. Rav Tachlifa Shmei, Tevishkiya Peshukah Gadoi, he was in this street. The Yomali, my dagish, what's a dagish? Asa the tola, bed made out of skin. From Yom Yom Yechanon, dagish Sirugai, mitoicha, it's trapped or inside it, mita, bed is Sirugai miyagab, is on the back of it. That's the difference between this and the regular bed. All right, we'll stop here.
Even though he's there eating, using the field for the last 3 years, and after 3 years he comes up and wakes up and tells us, I bought the field of you, it's mine, we don't believe him.
You're holding that chofam ralf. In the bottom of the Gemara, again, the shaila was, the Mishnah said, when a koyin is like an ovil, so everybody sits on the ground, and the melech himself sits on this dargish. So the question is exactly, what is a dargish? So first Gemara once said, Ulu said, it's arso de gada. It's like a type of a bed that they leave in the house, first time a good luck, they leave it in the house, they don't use it. Then the Gemara came out to the bottom was that Elikasha Akasha, the full ones in the bottom, that the Shimon Megam Leo Leimer, Dargish Mater Karbitin, that Dargish have to untie its straps, Vunoy Femelev, and it falls down by itself. Now, the Sakodanif, you're going to tell me, Arsa de Gad, it's like a bed, so Karbitin Yisle, does the bed have any straps? That's the Kasha to say it means a regular bed. El rather kiyosi Robin Omar Omar li Yehum Rabbanin. One of the Rabbanin told me for Rav Tachlif for Shmei. His name was Rav Tachlifi. Tev Shchiach b'Shukah de Gudoy. He was Shchiach. He was found in the Shuk of the Gudoy. That's where tanners were. And the Omalei, they said to the Rabbanin there, my dagish. Know what a dagish is? Arso de Tzalo. It's an arso de Tzalo means a type of a bed made from skin. Like Rashi says, Arsa de Tzolo, Mita Shel Or, it's a type of a bed made from skin. V'Termin Ritzuas Pesfas Or, and therefore they tie straps at the end of the skin. Therefore it's good what Shimon Gamliel said, if you untie the straps, the bed falls down. Like, so the type of a bed,
like a cot,
right? So what do you call these things? Hammocks, these, to sleep on. Omer Abiyirmi, Omer Abiyirchanon. Dargish, or dargish, this type of a bed that's made out of skin,